I'm in the back room of a London pub at a very traditional event. It's a wedding reception. The speeches have just been made. The drink is flowing freely. The bride and groom are peering into each other's eyes. So yes, it is a very traditional event, but there is a modern twist to it. So let's have a chat to the bride and groom, Mark. What's been any different from any normal wedding?
The wedding itself was set up as a Facebook event. Clearly, we set this up and invited everybody on Facebook. Then the promotion to try and get all of our friends to come was on Twitter and Facebook as well. And then if you look on Twitter today, we can see all of our friends talking about it, sharing photographs and stuff from the day.
Angelica, were you dubious about this idea, or is it your idea too?
It was also my idea. My parents, for example, didn't get to make it to the wedding, but they were really closely following what was going on and really feeling like they were taking part of it. And that's all thanks to social media tools.
Mark and Angelica may be an extreme case, but in just a short space of time, the idea of sharing our lives on the internet has become commonplace. From Leeds to Lagos, from Minnesota to Mumbai, hundreds of millions of people now turn to sites like Facebook and Twitter when they want to tell the world about a new baby, a new job, exams passed or failed, news, views, just about everything from the life-changing to the irredeemably trivial. Over the next 3 weeks, I'll be delving into the history of this phenomenon, asking where social networking has come from and where it may be heading next. But let's begin by finding out how we got here. It's a story that starts a lot earlier than you might think. I'm in Berkeley outside quite a shabby-looking restaurant, but 37 years ago, this was the site of Leopold's Records, where something called Community Memory was born. And that has a claim to be the world's first computer-based social network. When I die and I lay me to rest,
gonna go to the place that's the best. I see a grand set of stairs going up there. We didn't have that. We had a little flight of stairs, possibly this.
I'm Lee Felsenstein. I was a member of the Community Memory Group that set up the first terminal on the first public access bulletin board system here in 1973.
Community Memory was fairly basic. Users would type messages into one of a handful of terminals scattered around Berkeley and the San Francisco Bay Area. Then others could search those messages and post their own. So, a computerized version of paper bulletin boards.
They had a musician's bulletin board at the top of the stairs that led to the record store. So we had our teletype terminal shrouded in a box that I built out of cardboard lined with foam.
So what was the first message typed into that terminal?
I really don't remember the first message. There's no ribbon cutting, there's no grand pronouncement. It just sort of picked up business. We thought that there would be considerable resistance to the idea of computers invading the domain of the counterculture. And we were wrong. People would walk up the stairs, and we had a few seconds in which to tell them, would you like to use our electronic bulletin board? We're using a computer. And with the word computer, their eyes would brighten up and they'd say, oh, wow, can I use it?
Were people using it to arrange dates?
Almost certainly, yes. I think more likely they were using it to explore their community. Who are the people who are around me?
In the UK, we often put blue plaques up outside historic places. Do you think this place deserves one?
Yes, I do. It might say something like, here in 1973 was opened the first public access computer system for use by people with no familiarity with the technology. The door to cyberspace was opened here for the first time, and it was found to be hospitable territory.
It was a fascinating experiment that survived on and off for a decade without ever reaching more than a tiny audience. But computing technology was changing fast.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?